When we start with Hillsborough, and 20 years after the disaster in which 96 people died, the Crown Prosecution Service this morning announced criminal charges for six individuals in relation to 95 of the deaths. Well, just before we came on air, I spoke to David Conn, but let's hear first from Sue Hemming from the Crown Prosecution Service. She outlined the charges this morning.
I have decided that there is sufficient evidence to charge six individuals with criminal offences. These are summarised as follows. There is sufficient evidence to charge former Chief Superintendent David Duckenfield with the manslaughter by gross negligence of 95 men, women and children. Mr. Duckenfield was the match commander on the day of the disaster. In order to prosecute this matter, the CPS will need to apply to the High Court judge to remove the stay imposed at the end of his 1999 private prosecution. This process will commence shortly. We are unable to charge the manslaughter of Anthony Bland, the 96th casualty, who died almost 4 years later. This is due to time limitations imposed by the law as it applied at the time. Former Chief Constable Norman Bettison is charged with four offences of misconduct in public office. This relates to alleged lies he told about his involvement in the aftermath of Hillsborough and the culpability of fans. Graham Henry McCrell is charged with two offences of contravening a term or condition of a safety certificate contrary to the Safety of Sports Grounds Act 1975. He is additionally charged with one offence of failing to take reasonable care for the health and safety of other persons who may have been affected by his acts or omissions at work under the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974. Mr. McCrell was Sheffield Wednesday Football Club's company secretary and safety officer at the time. Peter Metcalfe is charged with doing acts with intent to pervert the course of public justice relating to material changes made to witness statements. Mr. Metcalfe was the solicitor acting for the South Yorkshire Police during the Taylor inquiry and the first inquests. Former Chief Superintendent Donald Denton and former Detective Chief Inspector Alan Foster are charged with the same offence for their involvement in changes made to witness statements. The defendants, other than David Duckenfield, will all appear at Warrington Magistrates Court on the 9th of August.
And that was Sue Hemming from the Crown Prosecution Service outlining some of the charges. Well, just before we came on air, I spoke to The Guardian's David Conn. He has been following the Hillsborough story nearly from the very beginning. I asked him first for his reaction to the news today.
Obviously, it's a very important landmark for the families in their 28-year campaign for accountability for 96 people going to a football match and being crushed to death. And, you know, we have a limit now to what we can say in terms of comments because criminal charges have now been brought, and even in terms of reminding people of the background. But suffice it to say, I've spoken to families already who lost their loved ones 28 years ago. They're saying that there is a great sense of relief. You know, they've been campaigning for accountability for all that time. But there's also always a feeling that it just should not have taken this long, and it's caused, you know, untold damage on top of the terrible grief and loss that they suffered in itself.
So there's still some families that feel it shouldn't have taken this long. Can I ask you, David, from
all the families feel that. All the families feel that it shouldn't have taken this long, and that's why they've been campaigning for so long for some accountability, because they wouldn't let it rest until there has been some. And obviously there's still a long way to go. I mean, this is just the charging decision. So now we're looking at, you know, trials happening which are likely to be defended. That's going to be another probably traumatic process and another long period of time until, you know, there's a definite outcome.
Can we go through the charges, if you like, just what exactly some of the people are facing here? First of all, David Duckenfield. He's facing manslaughter by gross negligence of 95 men, women and children. There's quite a high bar on this charge.
Yeah, there is a high bar, because gross negligence is obviously negligence by definition that is so deficient and severe that it amounts to a criminal breach of your duty. And obviously he had a legal duty of care for the safety of 54,000 people who went to that FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest at Hillsborough on the 15th of April 1989. And so to be charged with gross negligence manslaughter, yes, a jury would have to find that his failings in that role of match commander was so deficient as to be criminal.
And then Sir Norman Bettison, he was the former chief inspector. He is, can you describe the charges he is facing to me?
Yeah, well, Sir Norman Bettison is facing four charges of misconduct in a public office. He's actually charged straightforwardly, according to the Crown Prosecution Service here, of lying, of telling lies about his own involvement in the aftermath of Hillsborough. So in the process of the South Yorkshire Police compiling the evidence and presenting their case, and the culpability of fans. So that's telling lies about supporters of Liverpool, people who just went to a football match, you know, as spectators, being culpable for the circumstances which led to the disaster. So he's charged with four criminal offences of misconduct in a public office relating to telling those alleged lies. And the CPS says, given his role as a senior police officer, we will ask the jury to find that this was misconduct to such a degree as to amount to an abuse of the public's trust in the office holder. So that's a specific criminal offence that relates to people who hold public office.
And the two other police officers, former Chief Superintendent Donald Denton and former Detective Chief Inspector Alan Foster, they're both charged with perverting the course of justice.
Yeah, with committing acts with intent to pervert the course of justice, as is the former solicitor for the South Yorkshire Police, Peter Metcalfe. And this appears to be directly related to, as I say, the famous process by which many, many police officers who were on duty at Hillsborough that day, obviously the force was responsible for safety at the match, had their statements reviewed by a senior team, including Peter Metcalfe, and then amended. The statements were changed. And so they have been charged, those three men, with a criminal offence of committing acts of intent to pervert the course of justice. Now, the sixth person charged, which is also very significant, is Graham McCrell, who was Sheffield Wednesday. It was their football ground. So it was an FA Cup semi-final, which is played on a neutral ground, which was Sheffield Wednesday's ground at Hillsborough. And Graham McCrell was also the officially designated safety officer for Hillsborough, and he's charged with two criminal offences of contravening a term of condition of the safety certificate, and also one offence of failing to take reasonable care for the health and safety of other persons who may have been affected by his acts or omissions at work under the Health and Safety Act 1974. So that's the person at Sheffield Wednesday football ground who was legally, the CPS is saying, responsible for the safety of the ground.
In relation to David Duckinfield, just to go back to him for one moment, this is the police officer who was match commander on the day. He was prosecuted privately in 1999, and there was an order imposed following that prosecution that he would not be charged again. Can you just explain how this is going to be worked through?
Yeah, my understanding is that the CPS would now have to apply to the court to have that order lifted, which would probably be on the basis that there's new evidence against him. So you're quite right to say that after he was prosecuted, actually, privately by the family themselves in 2000, there was what's called a stay of further prosecution, which essentially was an order that he couldn't be prosecuted again. But the CPS have, as you say, now charged him with 95 counts of negligence by gross manslaughter, and they will inevitably be applying for that stay to be lifted.
I mean, David, as you say, you have been following this story for many, many years. The families today, I suppose that you were speaking about a sense of relief, but you did also speak about there being still a very long way to go. Can you give any kind of a time frame or any time frame that you expect from here on in until people actually make it to the courtroom?
Yeah, well, I've kept asking the powers that be about the kind of timescale we're looking at, and they're very, very reluctant to say. You know, the short answer is it isn't going to be quick. Mm. I would say 2 years, longer than 2 years, 3 years.
So until
there's a definitive outcome, and there's a long way to go, and it's another long waiting process for the families. So they've reached this landmark. They are relieved. You know, I mean, they would have been, I mean, catastrophically disappointed if nobody was charged with anything relating to the death of 96 of their loved ones. But now they have to sit and wait there's reporting restrictions here, obviously. You can't comment publicly because there's a risk of it prejudicing a future jury, a future trial. You know, it's another pause, another waiting game before, you know, an ultimate outcome when, you know, all they've wanted is their loved ones went to a football match. They died in terrible, terrible circumstances, in a horrific disaster, at a football match, you know, live on television in the modern era of 1989, with all sorts of safety legislation, safety certificates actually in place, and actually the police force, an ambulance service on hand. And, you know, we're talking 28 years since that happened, and all they've ever wanted is answers and accountability, and they're still waiting.
And that was Guardian journalist David Kahn speaking to me about the criminal charges preferred this morning in relation to the Hillsborough disaster.